a screening of it and called and gave me another thumbs up, and that's the reason I did the movie. I mean, look, you know, it's always nice to get some, you know, some a lot of people enjoy the film, and, you know, God willing, you win some awards or something like that. But I already won because Mark Allen, the guy I played, gave me the thumbs up of the job that I did on the film. And so in my book, you know, it's just I've already won, so I just get to go enjoy this thing.
You remember watching it back in 2009 when this whole thing was going down with Mind That Bird?
Listen, I didn't get to see that race. I mean, obviously, I've seen it seven or eight times now. Yeah. It's just the most unbelievable thing in the world. I was there in 2003, but I used to go out to Remington Park. They had a little place out in Oklahoma, and of course, you know, that in college that was just an excuse for us to drink beer, but I always had a lot of fun with it. I was not familiar. Like you said, man, I'm more familiar with the cowboy side, you know. Yeah. What I mean? I get a rope and jump up on one of those things and just me and him will tear off across the land, but I mean these things are kings. They're different. You know, those horses I usually work with, they're friends. These things are royalty. Yeah. It was very strange being around them, you know. I remember meeting Mind That Bird and just being like, oh my God, this thing is royalty. I mean, I got to put Calvin Burrell on a horse. Calvin Burrell actually plays Calvin Burrell in the movie, and he almost steals the film. The actual jockey that rode Mind That Bird, he's in the movie, and he plays himself. And, you know, he, in his own right, is royalty when it comes to racing. And I got the opportunity. Nobody else would even think about that, but I put my hand down, and he put his foot in my hand, and I lifted him up on the horse in the movie. And it's just a scene. Nobody's going to pay attention to that. But to me, it was something that nobody can ever take from me, man. I got to put Calvin Burrell on a horse.
Christian Kane, man, joined live on the phone this morning. You're also a musician. I was talking to Todd Lowe last week, and lots of musicians involved in the movie, man. You guys had to get together, start, you know, like a little side project. But tell us a little bit about what you got going on with your Southern rock band. You got?
Oh man, we're just I just got back from Spain. We were in Spain, and then we went to London. We play a lot overseas, man. I've been blessed with a you know, I was on Angel for about 5 years, and then of course Leverage, and those are, you know, two big shows over there. So we love going over overseas and playing and stuff like that. And to mention Todd Lowe, a lot of people, I don't know if you know who Todd is. He's an unbelievable actor. He was on True Blood and a hell of a musician and a great singer. And, you know, we're doing this tour that starts on the 17th, and we'll go, you know, almost cross-country. We're hitting every, you know, major city that we can on a tour bus. And I guarantee you, Todd's going to have a guitar on there, and so am I. So you never know. We may jump out and just play a little gig.
Might bust out a little bit of an acoustic session there.
A little bit.
That'd be pretty cool. Well, Christian, I got to tell you, man, I'm really looking forward to the movie. We're talking it up like crazy. I can't wait for you guys to stop by. I can't wait to watch the movie. Can't wait to meet you, man. Appreciate you spending some time with us this morning here on KZZX.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure, and it's going to be fun, man. And thank you so much for doing all this, man.